Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. So far in our look back at the year in music, we've heard about some breakout hip-hop stars, comebacks from rock geezers, and one very, very popular South Korean video star. Here to give us a slightly different take on 2012 in music is Washington Post classical music critic Anne Majette, who joins us from Washington, D.C. Hi, Anne.
Hi, John.
So let's go through your 2012 music survey. I'm going to start in the middle because we asked everybody about trends that they've noticed. And, you know, in the pop music world, there's been this trend away from big record labels to smaller kind of DIY projects. Is there something kind of analogous to that happening in the classical music world that you've noticed?
Oh, completely. I think that's been a trend for a while, and I would even say that this year has been maybe a tipping point for that, although that term tipping point is so overused. But it's clear increasingly that the traditional ways of making a career in classical music are not going to cut it much longer. Orchestras are increasingly threatened. And another disappointing trend this year was all of the labor problems and work stoppages and lockouts that we saw among major orchestras.
So in your music survey for Trend of the Year, you wrote orchestras having to face the music and pay the piper. So are there orchestras whose, you know, 2012-13 seasons have still not started because of this?
Absolutely. The Minnesota Orchestra is out. I think the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra is still out. Atlanta musicians went back reluctantly after a lockout, and there's a lot of bitterness in that orchestra. Indianapolis, I'm leaving out a couple. Mm. It's been a really brutal year, particularly at the start of the fall. And you could have a lot of sympathy of, oh, there's a recession, it's difficult. But these trends, as I said, are not new. And the big recession hit in 2008, and many managements failed to deal with foresight.
Right. And so while this is happening, as you alluded to before, you know, you've got lots of kind of startup groups, musicians banding together, playing contemporary music or taking kind of a new approach to the repertoire. So there is some good happening, just it seems like maybe on a smaller scale than the grand, you know, symphony orchestra in the big hall kind of thing.
I think it's great. I've started to say that I believe that classical music is a bit like sitting in a room with a woman who's giving birth, and somebody says, my goodness, that woman is in a lot of pain, and people turn around and say, hush, it's the miracle of childbirth. How dare you criticize it? That observing that there are certain problems and difficulties in the classical music industry is not the same thing as criticizing classical
right.
music. And for the art form itself, I think it can be very salutary.
So so maybe now is a good time to talk about some of the things that you really enjoyed this year in music. Favorite album of the year?
It's so hard to pick one album. One of the trends that we see ongoing. That's part of the fun here.
So.
Of course, it's part of the fun. I would pick Jeremy Danks' Nonesuch debut, which is a wonderful pairing of the Ligeti Etudes with Beethoven's Opus 111. The Ligeti Etudes, much like his Charles Ives release, he brings a lot of insight and engagement and verve in a way that makes difficult music, to use a buzzword, accessible to a wider audience. Also, this debut marks his ascension to a higher echelon, I'd say, in the music world, where he's more of an insider now and less of a sort of maverick.
Right. Jeremy Denk has been, you know, he's been gathering steam, especially here in New York, for a number of years. And when you mention Ligeti, you know, listeners, even listeners who don't know classical music will know some of his music because Stanley Kubrick would, you know, he was sort of a go-to composer for Kubrick.
Right.
2001 Space
2001.
Odyssey. But so the pairing of this late Beethoven piano sonata with the Hungarian composer George Ligeti. This is Anne Majette's favorite album of the year. Here's an excerpt from Book One of the Ligeti Piano Etudes.
Thank you.
just a little bit of Jeremy Denk's Nonesuch recording debut, an album that pairs Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 32 with some of these piano etudes by the Hungarian composer, the late Hungarian George Ligeti. And Anne Majette, Washington Post's classical music critic, she filled out our 2012 music survey and is sharing her answers with us. Favorite album, this one from Jeremy Denk. Boy, that the Beethoven sounds a lot different in this context, doesn't it?
It does. I think one of the things Jeremy brings to music is this kind of light, antic, quirky touch, which comes through in that Ligeti piece tremendously and puts a smile on it. And in the Beethoven, it unanchors it from the sort of romantic gravitas tradition. Not that he doesn't play it with a lot of gravitas, but I felt like it was sort of liberated to float in 21st century air.
Now, you can see all of Anne's answers to our 2012 music survey on our website, soundcheck.org, and you can fill out the survey yourself. We'll be glad to hear what you liked or didn't this year in music. Now, Anne, when we ask for favorite song, you know, in the classical music world, that can be taken in a very strictly literal way, like an art song that was written this year. How did you take that question?
Well, I decided to take it as the equivalent of a pop music survey, meaning something recent that was on a new release this year.
Okay.
Which was the Derek Bermel's Canciones Americas.
So Derek Bermel, a Brooklyn-based clarinetist and composer, pairing up with the group Alarm Will Sound, splendid new music ensemble directed by Alan Pearson. I like this album a lot. It's kind of a riot of color, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a kind of carnival piece with lots of illusions, and some people really resist its lightheartedness. Again, maybe it's my year of being antic. I don't know. Anyway, I liked it a lot.
The piece El Dude, which we're about to hear, who does that refer to, do you think?
Isn't it Dudamel?
I'm guessing it is Gustavo Dudamel, the young conductor of the L.A. Phil. Let's hear this piece from Derek Bermel's record Canciones Americanas. That is Derek Bermel and his album Canciones Americanas, played by Alan Pearson and the group Alarm Will Sound. That excerpt's called El Dude. I don't know, Anne, I'm possibly a reference to the film The Big Lebowski, but I think your take on it is probably the right one, a reference instead to Gustavo Dudamel.
I don't think it has to be an either-or at all.
Yeah, it could be both. You're right. Anne Majette from The Washington Post, she's their classical music critic, giving us her answers to the Soundcheck 2012 Year-End Music Survey. Favorite newcomer of the year, Anne?
Well, how do you define newcomer in classical music? The artist that I thought of right away was somebody who's not really a newcomer at all. She's 39 years old, and she's racked up an impressive number of YouTube video views. I think it's 51 million for her classical piano videos.
Wow.
She has been best known, however, among the classical music eggheads as Hilary Hahn's accompanist on the Charles Ives Sonata CD that Hilary Hahn and Valentina Lisitsa, this pianist, brought out in 2011. And 2012 was a year when she really came into her own as a soloist. Not that she hasn't given solo recitals before, but she did a recital at the Royal Albert Hall that played on her fame on YouTube and had big videos up over the stage and was released a month later, literally, as a CD, which has done very well and certainly has gotten her taken more seriously. The risk is that with all the hype as a blonde bombshell on YouTube, people will think of her as or dismiss her as a crossover type artist, and she certainly is not. She has a lot of chops and is a very exciting player and a lot of depth and is somebody well worth hearing, as that Ives album already demonstrated. But I think that this year she is a newcomer as a soloist, certainly.
All right, well, let's hear a little bit from Valentina Lisitsa and her recital album, recorded live at England's Royal Albert Hall. Valentina Lisitsa, recorded live at the Royal Albert Hall in England, and Anne Majette's favorite new artist of 2012. We're sort of skipping around Anne's answers to our end-of-the-year music survey. You can see all of them on our website at soundcheck.org. We've been asking Anne, we've been asking people for their biggest musical disappointment of the year. What let you down in 2012?
Well, I can name individual performances. I was really looking forward to hearing Vadim Repin.
Yeah, Vadim Repin.
I was looking forward to hearing him, and his performance was completely phoned in, routine, kind of an indictment of what a touring schedule can do to a classical musician's artistry in some cases. That was a big disappointment. I was also very disappointed hearing Hilary Hahn live with the pianist Hauschka doing a version of their improvisation that made the album Silphar, their Deutsche Grammophon album, which I was very intrigued by. In person, I found it really a lot less exciting and just something that needed a lot more work before I thought it was really ready for prime time, although I have to so applaud a classical artist making the foray into improvisation, which has unfortunately become something way outside the norm for classical artists. I virtuously will not name the Met Rings. Oh, except I just did. See what I did there? I did not see the entire ring cycle at the Met, so I cannot say that it was my greatest disappointment. I can say that the parts of it that I did see were disappointing. I can say that the expenditure of money and effort and hype on this very empty-seeming production is disappointing, and I can say that the Met in general has failed to come up with a lot of new productions that really excite me, and that's a big disappointment because every single one, I keep thinking, this is going to be the one, and I haven't seen one for a while that really did it for me.
All right, as long as we're talking about the dark side of the classical music world this year, worst music that you heard this year?
Well, there's always a big, easy category for a classical critic, which is the classical crossover category. We were treated to the artist Nathan Pacheco, told that he could hold his own toe-to-toe with any great tenor of the past. On my blog, I proceeded to put him up with a great tenor of the past. And guess what? He wasn't as good as Franco Corelli. I know that will amaze you. Andrea Bocelli released a new Romeo and Juliet, possibly pleasing his fans, still lacking perhaps the technique that would really bring that off. And Placido Domingo did a new duet album for reasons inconceivable, I mean financial, presumably, with a lot of big stars from other fields that was not a shining star in his considerable crown of achievements.
Yeah, I remember Placido Domingo doing Send in the Clowns, or as he pronounced it, Sand in the Clones, many, many years ago. Is this songs duet album kind of a return to that kind of treacly sound?
Treacly sound with less motivation. I mean, I think Placido Domingo singing with John Denver all those years ago was something kind of new and wild, and you talked about it, and it was exciting. And now it's just plain pandering as far as I can see.
Well, before we pander by playing a little bit of it, let me just remind listeners that we haven't gotten to all of Ann's answers yet. Concerts, best concerts, and biggest surprise of the year. We can answer both of those questions by talking briefly about the University of Maryland Orchestra. There's a video of the performance on our website, and I did not know about this until you mentioned it in your answers on the survey. Thank you for pointing it out. It is wonderful. Listeners, check it.
Is that not wonderful?
It is absolutely wonderful. The University of Maryland Symphony Orchestra doing Debussy's Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun. You have to see it to believe it. I'll just leave it at that. And Anne Majette, thank you so much for sharing your answers with us from the 2012 Music Survey. It's nice speaking with you again.
Well, thanks for having me. And let it be noted that there were many things I liked in 2012, and I hope readers will go to your website and find that out, too.
All of Anne's answers are on the website at soundcheck.org. She's Washington Post classical music critic and a regular guest on Soundcheck. Happy holidays, Anne.
You too, John. Thanks.
And for what it's worth, Placido Domingo sings duets.
I'd give anything, a hunt everything, and I will always stand, though weakness and strength.